It would really be more a question of what he looks like tomorrow, and then talking to Mike and saying, you know, is he okay to throw in the game, or is it maybe too soon for that? You know, if it's not Saturday, it'll be Tuesday.
Because he hasn't been there, has he just automatically fallen towards the back of that pack there?
Not as of today, yeah, but I mean, that could change real quick. We still got three more games and four more games, including tonight. But I haven't done anything in terms of evaluating it. I'm really more trying to manage the minutes, and then when we get through the thing, start looking at, you know, who looks good and what kind of shape they're in. So I mean, for him, it would be a bigger concern. Just can we get him back and get him healthy, and then see, all right, is he healthy? Okay, then start comparing who's going to play and whether he's going to play one or two.
Coach, if I could run one more question about Robert by you. When you're observing him, he's going well when he's doing what right. What things are you looking for from him?
I haven't seen enough of him to say that. I don't know him well enough yet. Mm-hmm. I just think that we want Robert to be a factor for us on both ends of the floor. Defensively, we want him to be a presence and hopefully contest shots and certainly rebound. And on the other end, we want him to be somebody we can go to down inside, and he can get on the offensive boards for us. So, I mean, we want as much out of him as he's capable of giving, but I don't really know his game yet. So I think it's still a learning process for both of us.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
You're welcome.
Hey, Coach, in terms of rotation, are you looking for the same thing tonight that you had the first three games?
Well, pretty much, but Nick's not going to go, so that changes things a little bit. This would have been a Nick game, and Johan would not address. Now Johan's back in the mix. We got to kind of figure out what we're going to do at four. I mean, it's very easy at four when we have Nick and Wheezy. This will be the second game in a row where we don't have that, and it hurt us in Indiana. We got to figure out. I don't think we're going to look at Jeff. One of the things we can do is look at Jeff, but probably a Golden State, or there's probably other teams that maybe are a little better teams for us to give Jeff some minutes. We could do it. Jeff's played a little bit of four, but to throw him at four probably doesn't make any sense. So I think we'll look more at the big guys and just play big combinations again and see how that looks. And certainly Johan will get some minutes at four now that he wouldn't have gotten. Other than that, it's just a question of getting people minutes. I mean, if I Earl and Luke will, split the point guard. But, by the time the game's done tonight, Earl's going to be, pretty substantially ahead in minutes. So we need to rest Earl one of these games. We need to rest Johan one of these games. We're going to need to rest Wheezy one of these games, too. Those guys are building up minutes, and Nick and Luke and Delonte are going to need minutes. So we got to kind of balance that a little bit. Mo still needs some minutes up there. So to me, it's really more just getting some guys' minutes out there, just trying to get the guys who are lagging behind in minutes, get them minutes. We've always kind of got Jeff and Kevin in a different, I'm trying to get them minutes, period. We're not going to rest them, I mean, unless they start really looking fatigued, but they need to get minutes. So we need to get the other guys up to, a level of an equal level of minutes or close to it with the guys they're competing with. We need to get Jeff and Kevin just as much, quote, NBA experience as we can get them.
If Durant and Kobe are on the floor at the same time, is Durant going to match up against him?
He will at times. I don't think he'll start on him. If they start, they're normal guys, and we start Damian and Kevin. Damian would have Kobe, and Kevin would have whoever their three is. I don't know, be Luke, or I don't know who starts for them. But it'll depend solely on the matchups. I'd be surprised if he's not matched up against him at some point, and vice versa. But I don't know what Phil's. I don't know what he's playing or what Phil's doing. But it would be hard with all our different matchups, different combinations we're going to play. I got to think there's going to be some time Kevin's going to be on him, depending on how many minutes he plays.
If Nick the Shin is just bothering him?
Yeah, I mean, this is clearly even more so than the other night. He could definitely play, but, why? I mean, he can come back and probably practice tomorrow, play Saturday, still get a day off over the weekend, and we don't need to evaluate Nick. I mean, the Nick Wheezy thing is not going to resolve itself by what they do. They both have to play. So it's that's not a big deal. It's really more with the two of them getting them in shape to start the preseason. It's less trying to evaluate them. I mean, they're both going to play. So. That one's an easy. I mean, I'm not agonizing over that one. I know it's important for. I know they both want to start, but you know, probably can't solve that as long as we're going to play a big. And I'm more concerned with Nick being ready for the start of the season than I am trying to figure out whether Nick should start or Weezy should start.
Couple more.
We good?
One more.
Thank you.